Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. In the news today, bank executives in New York City telling their junior staffers to dress down. And that's an actual quote, because the crime rate has gone up so much in New York City that the managers are worried their employees are going to get mugged on the way into work. Let's dive right into the article. Bank of America executives warn junior staffs to dress down as crime in New York surges. And this was 20 hours ago, so very recent. With the proliferation of violent crime in New York City, Wall Street tycoons continue to encourage young, Wall Street tycoons, okay, managers at Bank of America. I don't know, what a news source is this? NewYorksLatestNews.com. Okay. Wall Street tycoons continue to encourage young staff to enter the office, but be careful. Bank of America senior management quietly encourages young employees to dress down to less attention as they head to Tower B in Tower A in One Bryant Park. I guess you got to live there to know where that is. These executives told staff that dressing up or wearing something with a bank, so it's not like they're dressing in a like a Prada suit, or it's not like they're dressing up, you know, with gold chains around their neck or something like that. It's not like they're coming into work looking like they just got out of a rap video with Rick Ross. They're just merely coming into work with a B of A logo on their shirt. And the executives are saying that that in and of itself could make you the target of someone that's trying to rob you. So a bank clerk told On the Money, I guess that's one of their, maybe one of their shows here, that he was alert after finding someone with a knife near the office during a recent trek to Manhattan office. Of course, Bank of America is not the only place where crime concerns are widespread. As of November 28th, the city reports a 15% increase in felony assaults over the past 28 days, according to the NYPD statistics. The homicide rate has skyrocketed 42% in the last 2 years, but has been almost flat for the past year. The top executives at the large money management company has recently begun commuting to Midtown offices with a taser gun. Someone directly aware of the issue told On the Money. But why I'm going over this is to first and foremost ask the question, should we expect anything else? I mean, let's think about what we're doing here. Or let's just take a step back, let's zoom out, and think about what we've done since the end of 2019. I'm talking about the central planners, these just insane sociopaths that we call politicians. They've locked everyone in a cage. Okay, we know that. And you say, well, there's not that many lockdowns now, or there's none in the United States. Okay, still, you lock people in a cage, especially teenage boys, for 6 months or 9 months, you're going to have problems. And not just during that 6 months or 9 months, even after the fact. That's going to leave some damage there psychologically. That's not just going away. That's an unintended consequence that needs to be addressed. So in addition to that, what you're doing is there's this widespread notion with police officers today that, I mean, they're watching the news just like we are, and they see what's happening to police officers. And I'm not saying that it's unjustified. I'm not here to give you an opinion on that specifically. But what I am here to say is that if you're a good cop in New York City or anywhere in the United States, you're watching these trials and you're saying to yourself, okay, do I want to be next? Like, do I really want to risk my, not only my career, but my ability to put a roof over my child's head, or maybe even my life? You know, do I want to risk going to prison for the rest of my life if I inadvertently make the wrong move? And you can say, oh, well, George, you shouldn't do anything wrong. Okay, that's just completely ignoring the reality of the political environment that that we live in today. So that's a big risk. So if you're a police officer, are you really going to chase down that criminal that just stole the purse? I mean, I think the probability would be far lower today than it would have been in 2019 or, you know, 2015, or definitely when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, that's for sure.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
We've created this perverse incentive structure for people who are supposed to be out there and, you know, doing an incredibly difficult job, risking their life to try to uphold the law and stop criminals and make the streets in New York City and other places in the United States safe for the 99.9% of people who don't want to go out there and just break the law, who respect the law and respect other people's private property. But again, my point here is when you go through this lockdown, when you pretty much, you know, put police in this type of position, in addition to that, you give people STEMI checks, which kind of has this overarching tone that you really don't have to produce to consume. And on top of that, we're talking every single time that, other than when they're talking about the Cerveza sickness, these politicians are talking about how we need to tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. Okay, well, what message does that send? That just sends a message that you have basically been treated unfairly. You have been robbed by these millionaires and billionaires and entrepreneurs, and therefore we need to steal money from them to give it to you. So if that's the tone here. So what's the big difference in them saying, okay, we need to steal money from that rich guy and give it to me, but the government just needs to do it? I mean, it's not that big of a leap to say, okay, there's that rich guy going into Bank of America. I need to just play the role of the government and just take from him because I need what he has more than he does. You see, this is the environment that has been set up by the central planners. Whether it's intentional or unintentional, I'll let you be the judge. But the one thing I can tell you is, well, again, there's no certainties, only probabilities. But in my opinion, this is going to get worse. Why? Because the policies that have created this situation in the first place they're going to have to double down on those policies moving forward. And if those policies have produced this type of result, then if they double down on these policies moving forward, you should only assume that the results will get worse than what we're seeing today. So I honestly, I can't even comprehend how anyone is still living in New York City right now. I would have bounced out of that place. I mean, right when the lockdowns hit, I would have said, I am out. See you later, New York City. But, the fact that there's still people living there, obviously someone still likes it. Someone still likes living under complete tyranny. and medicine passports and whatnot. For those people, they're going to find the city increasingly more difficult to navigate, especially at night, if you don't want to be robbed. And that's just the reality of the situation that people in large urban cities that I think are in blue states are going to have to grapple with for the next few years. All right, guys, make sure that you're always standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism.